Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
What do you want to do? Want to be hackers, cold crackers, slackers, wasting time with all the chat room yackers, 9 to 5 chilling and
welcome to another edition of the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR, as we get our microphones adjustmated.
And, yeah, there it is.
There you are.
It's the last show of 2003 here on the Computer Corner.
The last one?
The last one.
Why aren't we going to do the show anymore?
I don't know. Okay, well, it is the last show of 2003, but it will not be our last show. In fact, when we roll over into the new year, we're going to roll over into a new time slot as well.
We will?
Yes.
How come I'm always the last to know?
Yes, because you don't read the memos.
Yes.
Must not have gotten
actually,
a memo.
Actually, I'm just kidding.
Yes, actually, on January 10th, this here fine show will be moving to the noon hour. We'll go from the 10 o'clock slot to the noon o'clock slot, noon to 2. We'll get an extra 15 minutes, which, that's cool.
Don't we have a show between now and then on the 3rd?
We do, but I don't care. It's like launch, kind of, you know. Nobody
so,
really.
Next weekend, we're still at the same place, same
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
The weekend after, we're still at the same place, just
yeah.
different time.
January 10th will be the official rollover date. We need, you know, we need a week to try to get kind of acclimated into the new year, and then we'll move.
Right.
Yeah. Speaking of new year, we're going to talk about the old year, the year that was 2003, the tech year in review. It's our annual kind of review of what happened this fine year in technology.
The year that seems so long ago, I can barely remember it.
Actually, this year went quite fast from a technology standpoint. It also had some very interesting things that appeared on the landscape. And, of course, we want to know, what is it that affected you personally this year in the first hour? In the second hour, we will we'll talk open phones, whatever your question is about, spam and pop-ups and viruses and blue screens of death and all those
whatever's ailing
things.
You.
Yeah, but in the first hour, we want to have a nice discussion with listeners, callers, emailers, whatever you want to do. You can go to datadoctors.com and see all the different ways to get in touch with us here live on the show.
You can also call 602-277-5827 if your topic has to do with 2003, the year in review. What things had a big impact on your life?
Was it the MS Blaster worm that was definitely the worstest kind of outbreak we've seen? As far as the sheer damage and the sheer number of machines that it touched and the havoc that it wreaked. And, of course, as a whole, the year 2003 had probably the largest number of very kind of not good viruses. Not that any of them are good, but they were all...
They weren't anything that was really like, wow, this is something new that I've never seen before. It was just taking advantage of people's, you know, not keeping up with patches and things like that. But the amount of damage that was done...
Well, we did actually see the newest kind of attack, which was not email, which was not... a virus attachment. It was nothing like that. It automatically found machines that had a vulnerability. If you were connected to the internet, it was seeking you out, and it kind of infiltrated you in a completely different way than before. So you know, we did learn that viruses are not just email, they're not just floppy disks. Now it's just I'm on the internet.
They're knock knock knocking and saying hello. Is
the year
this vulnerability there?
The year 2000 was deemed the worst year in computer virus history.
What 2000? About the year 2003?
Yes. Well, 2003. That's what. Yeah.
Well, actually, the year 2000 probably was the worst up until that point.
Right, and 2003 yeah. was the worst up until that point, and guess what's going to happen probably for 2004?
Yeah. Well, they're saying it could be...
It couldn't get any worse than this.
Yeah.
You'll never need more than 6 4K of RAM.
40 megabytes of hard drive space. Woo-wee! What are we doing, a Rosie and Romy show now?
Hey, you know, they might be listening. No, they're not.
Nah. So anyway, we want to know, is it digital camera phones? Was it Wi-Fi? What was it? What was it that affected your technology life this year? Let us know through email, which you can do right through our little form on our website. Go to datadoctors.com, click on the radio show section, selection, navigation device, however you want to get there, and scroll down to the bottom. You'll see ask a question, make a suggestion. Give us your 2 cents on the best and the worst of 2003. Throughout the show, we'll talk about some various items. I'm going to have my AMD versus Intel, Linux versus Windows, music downloaders versus the RIAA, all kinds of verses. But the kids around the block, they say, do you want to verse me?
You want to verse me?
That's verse.
Oh, yeah.
That means like challenge, I think.
Yeah. Yes.
If you're like 7.
So
you want to verse me, dude?
I versed him and I won. And so we're going to see what happened with these verses.
Chris said that after the show, by the way, he's turning himself into the RIAA.
Yes.
He's giving himself up.
He just heard about the amnesty program that's been out for a while that we told people, don't do it. Don't do it. The problem with the RIAA's amnesty program is that they're saying the RIAA won't come after you.
Right.
If you read the documentation, that does not mean that any of the musicians individually couldn't come after you.
Or the production studios.
Why not put your name on a list that'll make it real easy for people that do decide they want to sue people? Just go ahead and offer yourself up there.
It's like the National Do Not Spam list.
Right.
Another great idea, huh?
Government's here to help you. Please, give us your address. We'll make sure nobody spams you. Not!
So if you've got things that you thought were particularly of interest in 2003, things that happened to you, things that happened to the world, the best of, the worst of, the best in a category, whatever it is that you want to chime in with, it's 602-277-5827. Remember, hold your general calls till next hour. We'll take all the fun stuff then.
You don't even have to ask. Look, Bruce is asking about Wi-Fi in 2003. Bruce!
Yes?
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How was your technological 2003?
Well, it wasn't too bad.
No?
Did you get a virus at work on the system and had to hire somebody to come in and get rid of it.
You did get one.
I did.
All right. And what was there any particular technology that you ended up with this year that you thought was, wow, this is a good deal? Or
well, technology is always kind of wows me. Actually, I heard your show a couple months ago where you're talking about Wi-Fi systems.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to get some input on what's the best system out there to go with for a home.
Well, that's first Wi-Fi. That's the wireless. They call it Wi-Fi. Wireless fidelity, I guess, is what they're trying to get on.
It has nothing to do with
Wi-Fi. And,
yeah, it's kind of a weird misnomer kind of word.
It's just an easy way to kind of, what we're talking about is wireless networking devices. So you're talking about for your home or for your business?
Actually for my home.
For your home, okay.
Yeah.
Here are the issues with any kind of wireless anything, is that what you're doing is you're opening up access to your system just by nature of installing a wireless device. So that's the first thing you have to be aware of. So the security portion of a Wi-Fi device is fairly important. To that end, it's best if you can to stick to the same manufacturer's products for all of the different devices that you're going to use, just to make it easier for you to manage. Having said that, Linksys was acquired by Cisco over this calendar year. Correct?
Yeah, I think it was this year or maybe late last year, but either way, it what that means to consumers is that Linksys, who was already one of the kind of best bang for the buck manufacturers out there, got bought out by a company that is definitely one of the best in routing and getting
networking,
information from place to place and networking in general. And so the combination of the two means that now you've got an even better product for around the same dollars. And so our favorite product for just kind of the best bang for the buck, not necessarily the fastest, not necessarily the least expensive, but best bang for the buck, is like the Linksys Wireless G products that are out.
Now, having said that, if you're a business, there are definitely more corporate-level devices out there that will give you a little more consistency, signal strength, and better security, but they are dramatically more expensive. So if you're looking at it for your home, then Linksys is as good as any. The problem is all wireless devices, whether it's this networking stuff or your cell phone or your cordless phone, you know that there's always interference when it's wireless. These Wi-Fi systems operate on an open frequency, meaning that there's, you know, all kinds of things can be on those frequencies, like your microwave oven, like your cordless phone.
Like your neighbor's wireless network.
Yeah.
And you think about how many times have you, I mean, you probably have a cordless phone or have used somebody's cordless phone in the past in a home. You probably have a cell phone and you've used it, and there's at least one or two times probably a week that you experience a problem on those devices.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same kind of thing enters into wireless networks. So we always tell people that when it's possible, put a wire. Don't go wireless.
Yeah. If you can go wired, do it.
It's going to be faster, more reliable, better, and in the long run,
More gooder
all around.
Yeah. Most bestest. I've had, I don't know, a deluge of wireless devices in my home, and invariably they all seem to kind of deteriorate to the point where they're just constantly being needed to be reset and that kind of thing.
Where your wife is calling you saying, hey, honey, this isn't working again.
I'm not online.
Just unplug it, plug it back in, and if it doesn't work, then I'll deal with it when I get home.
I'm on, I'm off. And it's not unusual. So even, you know, us guys that live and breathe this stuff tend to have issues where we've got to reset devices and reconfigure and that kind of thing. The minute you set things up and everything's cool, and then your neighbor brings something home and they install it, they may actually cause your system to suddenly have issues. So there's so many things that are going out there. But if you're looking for just a general blanket recommendation, I'd say that's it.
Okay.
Linksys.
All that stuff we said, that's it.
Linksys and go wired if you can first.
And the wireless G is not generally any more money. If it is, it's barely any more money than the wireless B. It gives you the ability to go a little bit faster, and it definitely extends the range generally from what we've seen.
Well, it gives you more channels to work with as well. So
yeah, all that stuff.
It's a little easier to negotiate with other people.
Okay. Is any difference between, say, like a 2.4 gigahertz versus I've seen a couple that are in the 5.7, 5.8 range?
The 5 gigahertz are definitely a much faster, but you lose some of the range with those devices.
Well, they're not necessarily faster in the real-world terms.
Yeah, well, they claim to be faster, and the price shoots way up on those things.
But that is a less-traveled frequency, so if you're having issues with collisions with other devices, then that's one of the things that you can try. In other words, if you start with a 2.4, and it's just not working, you're not able to reach, you're getting interference from neighbors, and generally you can tell just when you go to connect, it shows you 5 access points that you can connect to, and it's like, okay, I can connect to mine.
You don't even need your own.
Any of my neighbors.
You don't even need your own high-speed internet connection anymore, just use your neighbors.
Yeah.
I've actually seen that where we were called in to troubleshoot somebody that had a wireless network installed, and it's like we're having all these problems, and the first thing we see is all their neighbors have similar devices, they're all using the same what they call SSID. They're actually giving the router, the wireless access point the same name, and they're all using the same channel. So they're all colliding with each other constantly. So that's some of the stuff that you're going to want to... There's a lot of stuff out on the internet that tells you, how to properly set this stuff up. So, Bruce, good luck with that.
Okay, great.
And thanks for calling in. It's the Computer Quarter here with Ken and Brandon. We're talking... Oh, actually, Chris and Michael.
There's a whole cast of thousands all around us.
We're talking about the year 2003, the tech year in review. We'll be right back.
Collins College is looking for talented...